episode 2689, Loving Someone Deeply Gives You Courage.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. I have a question for you. How's your love life? No, like seriously, that's a real question. How is your love life? Because you know what? For most of us, it is not even at the forefront of our mind. So today, take a few moments to put the person that you love in the forefront of your mind, because loving someone deeply gives you courage. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, Lao Tzu says this: being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, while loving someone deeply gives you courage. You've got loving and being loved as being totally different, yet somehow we tend to string them together. If you love in whatever way, it gives you strength and courage. However, it does fascinate me how loving someone takes much more work than being loved. Okay, are you totally confused? Because we're talking about you being loved, but you loving someone else. But you loving someone else has to be deeper than you being loved. My goodness, this is all a lot of judgment here and all part of perspective. So what do you think? No, seriously, what do you think? Because I know your love life, okay, this is not something you're thinking about. It's like, can we get it on so I can make myself or my spouse happy? Can we do something that's really going to, well, I don't know, enlighten me in the moment? No, seriously, what do you think? Everyone would be married if it was easy. That's what I think. Because who doesn't want a partner and friend for life? Go back to feeling alone and distant from anybody and everybody when you were in elementary, or maybe for you it was middle school or high school. You don't like that feeling. Why? We are created, human beings are created as relationship creatures. That's what we're made for. And so who doesn't want to be attached? Who doesn't want to be accepted? Who doesn't want to be seen? Who doesn't want to be heard? We all do. But the crazy thing is, we're in it for ourselves. It's like, come on, what about me? What are you going to give me? Shine the spotlight on me. But you see, when you open yourself up to loving someone more than you love yourself, like with no strings attached, love that's unconditional, boundaries that are agreed upon, believing in His greatness before it's experienced, man, that's a hard one. Serving beyond the easy. What about giving of your heart even when it hurts? Ah, we could just spend like hours, weeks, maybe months on that one. This is what brings about courage. You have to love deeper. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Love deeper than before, including yourself. And that's a hard thing to do nowadays, especially when the focus is primarily on oneself. It's always turning inward. And for a selfish reason, yeah, it kind of feels good, doesn't it? It's like, yeah, can you take care of my needs first? And then I'll take care of yours. Now, we're not talking about relationships where they're not healthy, okay? Let me just state that right now. This is all about healthy relationships. Yeah, you're going to have disagreements. You may yell at each other every once in a while, but you're not in an abusive situation, okay? I want to state that very clear here. So if you are in an abusive situation, understand you've got a lot of other things that need to be taken care of before you get to this part of loving deeper. Okay, now, yes, you can include that, but I'm telling you, there are so many ifs, ands, and buts to that. It's really a one-on-one situation. Seriously. The situation as to what you need to do in that. How do you move forward? The next steps. How do you love deeper when you're being hurt? And I'm not saying physically or emotionally, okay? I'm just saying hurt kind of internally, like, oh, my heart. Why did he say that? That wasn't nice. That wasn't fair. But not where you're beaten or you're emotionally entangled with a spouse who is tearing you down all the time. That's not what we're talking about here. Okay, so for the most part, you are living in a healthy relationship. But we're all dysfunctional, right? I mean, seriously, think about it. We all have our own problems, but some are deeper, some are more seated deeper and rooted deeper, that we have to take care of other things before we get to this. So if that is you, I want to encourage you to seek counseling, to seek coaching. If not for both you and your spouse, definitely for yourself, okay? I believe we all can be counseled. I believe we all can be coached. There's a lot to learn in life, and I've done it all. Seriously, I have. So don't be afraid to step into that. But I do want to then bring us back to the healthy side of relationships. And that's where, yeah, you're kind of doing okay. Now, that doesn't mean you got a perfect life. No. Marriage is not perfect. Not any marriage is perfect. So you've got to look at what you have, where you're at in the season that you're in, and say, okay, how can I love deeper than before, including loving myself deeper, but not to the point where it's all about me? Because yes, we live in that society. So number one is selfish versus selfless. Here is where you get to command the heart and the head to connect with how love was created. And that is loving yourself so you can love others more deeply, and this includes your spouse. Yes, you must take care of yourself, but that doesn't mean you only do what's right for you. Care and love go hand in hand. And so a lot of people say, oh gosh, you know, I would do anything for my spouse, but they do absolutely nothing. How are you talking? Does your talk match your walk? Meaning, are the words that are coming out of your mouth matching the actions that you are taking? Because they have to. Now, yes, you're going to have moments. We all have moments. You may be sick for a week or so. You may be crabby. I get all of that. I'm saying for the most part here, okay? Be very careful on how you look at things literally versus figuratively. There are so many things, right, in life to think about. And that's why it's hard. It's hard, and why I'm here every day, because everything overlaps. What we learned here can be taken into the workplace. Now, I know you're saying, but how can I love? Well, it's a different kind of love. When you're caring for your colleagues, for your employees, for their families, but it's still a form of. So it's very interesting how life overlaps and we forget about it. And that's why I'm here every day, because there's so much to look at. The intricacies of life are beautiful, but they're also crazy, explosive, difficult, and challenging, that sometimes we're like, throw our hands up in the air and we're not doing anything about it. It's just easy to live within oneself, to always look at the mirror and say, that's who I'm taking care of. But something tells me you're here for more, but you don't just want that. So it's selfish versus selfless. And that is saying, you know what? I'm going to act on a selfless side of life. Yes, I'm going to care for myself. Yes, I'm going to make sure I'm healthy. I'm going to make sure I'm getting good rest. I want to make sure that, yes, I take some time with my girlfriends, or I get away with my spouse, right? We have those boundaries. We draw those lines. However, I also know that I need to serve. And what does that look like? And how can I serve in a manner that honors and brings respect and lifts up my spouse? There is a difference. Because honestly, a lot of us, we try to serve from the selfless perspective. However, we kind of go it in a roundabout way. And we're like, okay, I'm going to do this, but when I do this, I really want this too. You can't have any strings attached. So selfish versus selfless. You got to love deeper. Number two, when you look at things, unbalanced is balanced. Now, this is definitely going against the grain. I know you're already scratching your head, Christiane. How can unbalanced be balanced? But it is. You cannot have 100% balance in a relationship. There will never be a balance in any relationship. There is always give and take. There may be a 40-60 at some point. There can be a 50-50, but that doesn't mean it's balanced. Balance is 100-100. Ooh, I know, it gets a little bit tricky, right? It's not equaling up to 100. So if someone's giving 60-40, well, where's the rest of the 40%? Where's the rest of that 60%? It's hard to figure out. And so I challenge you. I really want to challenge your mind and your heart here. Selfish versus selfless, unbalanced is balanced. Because being unbalanced, right? That's the give and take, but in a healthy manner. Because there's going to be times that you focus specifically on your spouse, yet other times when your spouse is focused specifically on you. And at times, come on, go back to when you are a new mama with young babies. What about me? Yeah, nope. You've got a baby. And that baby's life is dependent on your love. Seriously, think about that. And so are you living a balanced life? No. Are you kidding me? Do you remember all those sleepless nights? You are not balanced by any means, but you are living a balanced life because you're unbalanced, because you're caring for the child at the time, right? Who needs you specifically at that moment in time. And that's the season that you're in. Go back to a health crisis. If you haven't experienced one, maybe you have had it happen to someone in your family or a close friend. During that health crisis, what happens? You're kind of gauged around things that they need help with. You drop asking, hey, could you do this for me? It's not about that anymore. It's about giving, giving and serving and loving. So unbalanced is balanced. I know it's hard. Keep up with me though. I know you could do it. Number three, knowing what you don't know to stay curious. You cannot know everything about your spouse unless you stay curious throughout your marriage, meaning till death do us part. Always have an inquisitive mind and heart. Keep learning and leaning in. We've got to go deeper. In order to go deeper, you have to stay curious. Your spouse is always changing, right? Remember, change is a constant. And so if your spouse is always changing, that means you're always changing, which means what? There's always something to be learned. Always. You can always ask questions. My husband comes home and I have no idea what he's going to say. I'll ask him the same question, how was your day today? And I'm like, okay, batten down the hatches because I don't know what's coming out of his mouth. Good, bad, or ugly. Sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, it was the best day ever. And he'll tell me story after story after story. And other times he's like, I'm exhausted. I just want to eat and go to bed. And I'm like, okay. Either way, I'm still curious. I'm still asking questions. Now that's a basic one, I know. But you see, even though our spouses go to the same job, guess what? Their job is still changing. They don't have the same thing happening every day. You got to stay curious. You got to stay what? Involved. Don't get relaxed in your marriage. When you do that, you're taking your spouse for granted. Loving someone deeply gives you courage because you are stepping out of your own ways. Life isn't just about you. When you accept your spouse with unbridled love, you set yourself up to take a chance on a person who too needs love with no strings attached. Love is patient. Love is kind. Show your spouse that this weekend and continue it. Look at how your ways are getting in the way of having an incredible marriage. Are you being more selfless or selfish? And are you always trying to keep score and try to be balanced and say, come on, I want it to be 7-7 instead of wait, it's okay if it's 40-60 or 70-30. It's all right because that's the give and take that we need. And you know what? I can't wait to keep learning more and more about you. That's going deeper and deeper. Keep peeling back those layers. Love on your spouse like no one else can. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.